This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, a little bit later, we were talking about the Women's Weekly, weren't we?
Women's Weekly birthday cookbook, yes.
Right. Now, when did you get this?
Well, we've had it as long as I can remember.
Right. So, right. Mum got it.
Mum had it.
Did you buy it, obviously, or
well,
did
yeah,
you give away?
I don't know. I think that, but I will tell you this, that it wore out at one point that she had to go and get it rebound.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's throwing it at you.
Probably. Yeah. She still got it.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Did throwing
ever,
arm, I meant.
Throw,
yeah.
Did she ever throw stuff at you?
No.
Oh, I think my mum did.
Did
my mum did.
Well, I
more
would too.
The eldest, more of the, my eldest brothers.
Really?
When they were growing up.
She was a screamer. My mum was a screamer. Right. Like, she used to yell a lot.
Yeah.
But she never threw anything, which is, like, this is good.
Yeah.
Know, if you're going to lose your temper.
My mum didn't really swear, but every now and again she would say, "Michael, you're enough to make a fucking saints where you are." Which I knew I was in really
right.
big trouble
there. God. Yeah. Iris had a potty mouth every now and
again. Every now and again.
You drew her to have a potty mouth.
I there. Probably did.
Yeah.
And I think I made my dad cry a couple of times.
Oh, really?
Just like so angry or whatever.
What'd you do?
I can't remember.
Oh, God. You need to think.
Did you ever get the slipper or anything?
Oh, yeah. Like my mum actually had a pipe.
Like a crack pipe?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, like a piece of pipe that she would threaten
That's
us with.
Not right.
I know.
The slipper's kind of all right. No, she, you know, some sort of
I don't think
household.
Anyone. I don't think anyone ever got hit with it.
The lead. I'll get the lead piping.
Yeah, I remember her chasing my brother down the backyard once, threatening him with it, but no one ever got the pipe.
The pipe.
I don't know what about. I had forgotten about that.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, God.
And we asked if you, when you were growing up, you know, because obviously not now, how you got
It'd be weird if it was,
punished.
Wasn't it?
Well, it's a bit sort of 50 Shades Grey, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I had the slipper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a lot.
Yeah.
Every now and again.
Yeah. I mean, I think that if anything ever eventuated, it was always like just a smack with the hand.
Yes.
Hmm.
Once I had a smack right across the face.
Just once?
Once.
All right. Oh, you mean from your parents?
Yes.
Yeah. Since.
I would have hit me a lot.
Yeah.
I would have given me the slipper a
yeah.
lot.
I mean, sometimes I see, like, people at the supermarket and the kid is having, like, the most crazy tantrum.
Yeah.
And I think, is there anything else you can do?
No, well, we've all been out and that's all happened to everyone, you know. But what I do is take a slipper with me.
Good on you.
Yeah, and then I just whack him one.
But that's like community service.
It really is.
Like, you're helping the parent.
And, you know, they look grateful in a way,
yes.
you know,
in their own special
it's mixed
way.
Emotions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good
you're
on you.
Welcome.
Yeah,
you know,
as you're running away from the police.
Yeah. Yep.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Speaking of songs and dances.
Yes, I love them.
Well, me too.
Okay.
But, you know, I go to this gym where the boys train with the boys and the girls train with the girls.
Right.
Right. And so I go in for my class in the morning and the girls are training at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we all the boys
get
together.
Do they never mix?
No, only on a Saturday.
One, isn't it?
Only on a Saturday, yeah. Anyway, this week the girls got some sort of tailor-made singlets for the gym with the gym's logo, and on the back it says this. I'm going to read this out to you. Okay.
You would.
Sweat drops on muscles and veggies with chicken, dumbbells and water and heart rates that quicken. Bright coloured running shoes laced up with strings. These are a few of my favourite things. Now, what do you reckon I thought as soon as I walked in and I saw all the girls wearing this?
Mm.
Where do I get one?
Yeah.
Where do I get one?
No, I think you should come up with your own for the boys.
Well, that is then what's happened is they've been like, okay, the girls have got their singlets. Now we need to find some things for the boys.
Now the boys one, is it mixed?
What do you mean?
Well, you know what I mean.
Like gays and straights.
Yes.
It's mainly straights.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And what you're
one of the only, you know.
Oh, you're admitting to that. I didn't know. I mean, well, you might be, you know, g'day, giving it that.
No, like the other day we were doing a mixed class and one of the girls is like, oh, sorry, I just leant on your car. And someone goes, oh, God, she's left her bum cheeks on there. I said, well, that's never happened before. Girls' bum cheeks on my car. Anyway, so the boys have been having this little conversation.
They definitely know.
About what sort of things can go on our singlets. And there've been no little suggestions. Like, suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret.
Oh,
it's like,
Jesus.
Oh, God. I'm not here to talk. And, shut the F up and lift. I thought, oh, God, these are so stupid.
No.
So I thought,
I've got to get a gay in.
I thought, I've got to suggest something.
Yeah, yeah.
And so these are my suggestions.
Oh, this is what we need to ask everybody when you go. Listen, I want yours.
What can go in there?
Yeah.
So I wrote, get ripped, get laid.
Right. I like it.
More pain, more pussy.
Oh, my God. And you aren't going to wear this, are you? Look, you're giggling like a girl.
Because it amused me more than anything.
I can see.
Or cheat on your girlfriend, not on your workout.
Oh,
so, that were my
God.
Suggestions.
But you don't want to wear one of those. But you'll be wearing the girl one anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I want the Sound of Music one.
Sound of Music.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.